Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com. You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst.
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos, and you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted, not just checked. They are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding, I was amazed when I bought my car there back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019, and they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com. Yes, let's hear it for the boy. He's off today. Actually, for the next few days. Welcome back. It's Jason. Well, welcome. I should say it's not back. We're starting the day. We're starting the show.
Yeah, welcome back from yesterday.
Yeah, from yesterday and from a replay from yesterday. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, mytalk1071.com, where we're streaming. Make sure you get our app. Take us anywhere. I'm Alexis Thompson. Don McLean. Hey,
hello.
Girl. Hey.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
And here's Kenny.
Kenny?
Good morning, wankers.
Good morning. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting show today. We're all feeling, we got our hoodies on and feeling a little, you know, we wanted to stay in bed a little longer.
Oh, Kenny's in a full button-down shirt. Oh, is he going to do a cartwheel? What's happening?
Backflip?
Oh, he's going to put his hoodie on, too, in solidarity. Oh,
Kenny. Look at us.
Well, you're wearing logoed hoodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got our My Talk. You got that cute.
The only one I have.
Instruction one on?
1500 ESPN.
Oh, that's fine.
Look at us.
We're kind of borrowing you from them anyway.
Yeah, we are.
From what I understand.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm out on loan? He's
like, that's news?
You are. Yes, yes.
You're playing Red Rover with all of us, Kenny, is really what's going on.
They just giving you, keep giving you more jobs that you keep trying to push off on other people.
Send Kenny over. That's true. Yes. Speaking of the podcast, too. Oh, is there even more beyond the podcast doing the
no.
regular
I mean,
Garage
they make
Logic?
Him dig. He's actually creating the fence around our parking lot.
Yeah, there's some gates going up, the whole thing.
Thank God.
Yeah. That's smart. Yeah. And they're doing a different wave, so getting that email was great. So, so we're a trifecta in our hoodies today. It's going to be a fantastic show. Lots of stuff going on, lots of stuff to share, including what we're celebrating today. And I've got that today, unless you've got it there, Kenny.
I can round it up
if you don't mind. Yeah, no, let's have Kenny do it. What are we celebrating?
How does he word it? Welcome to something, something, welcome to, and welcome to Business of Popping Corn Day, International Day for the Abolition of Slavery, National Fritters Day, National Mutt Day, National Play Basketball Day, National Safety Razor Day, long pause, and National Special Education Day. And welcome to your very first cup of coffee.
This is, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Lexi Lou, how is your cup of coffee?
My coffee is fantastic. It's roasty, toasty, and Frenchy. And I'm doing a cheers to my mutts. I got two of them at home. My babies. My first love's there. My first baby.
Miss McLean, how is your tea?
My tea is great. It's celebrating National Play Basketball Day.
Ooh.
I played basketball in seventh grade. And at one point when they put the B squad in, which I was on, we were going the other way.
Oh, no.
They would never put us in. And so we were up like 20 points. And they're like, let them have the ball. Boy, that was a bad idea. I only played basketball for 1 year.
I bet you were good, though.
No, I didn't even know which. We were so shocked. We're like, we're being put in? Oh, my
which
God.
Which way do we go?
And then I was like, I'm going to go back to being a cheerleader.
Which basket's ours?
Kenny, how's your coffee?
This coffee contains mystery meat, mystery veggies, mystery fruit, and mystery dough, but it's no mystery that this Fritter's cup of coffee is perfect.
Ooh, yes. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Yeah,
where is
the mystery stuff. he's on a trip. I don't know if he shares where he was going.
I didn't even know he was going to be gone.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't informed.
Oh, surprise, everybody. Yeah. He's on his way to New York today.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep, and he'll be gone for a few days. Some fun going there. And then tomorrow's going to be interesting, Kenny. Just a foretaste of what's to come. Yeah. Dawn will also be off.
So it's me and you.
Me and you and Miss Shannon.
Oh.
So the three of us, yeah.
Dawn, ghost chasing?
No, I'm going to my nephew's wedding in St. Louis.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's a quick flight.
So much fun.
Try to stay out of jail.
I will be staying at a haunted location. I will be staying at the Lemp Mansion the first night, which is...
you are?
Oh, yeah. That is the family that started the Falstaff Beer Company in St. Louis, and they had... I think 4 suicides in this house.
Oh,
in the same family.
Oh,
right.
Wow. At different times?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So,
so
it's haunted.
They're probably hanging out there. And
yeah, they are.
Are you going to bring your Christmas lights to light them up?
Yeah.
Your tools
new tool.
And stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am. And then I'll go to a wedding the next day. Hopefully, not bring any evil spirits with me to the church.
Bring Casper. Bring the good love ghosts.
It's pretty cool, though, because my nephew's having it, you know, the wedding at the church.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew teaches history for high school boys, and his wife teaches religion at a Catholic school, at an all-girls Catholic school. So they're having, of course, a Catholic wedding, which means booze. Unlimited booze, which is the best part for most people, and not the long mass you have to sit through. And then they are having their reception at the old post office.
Ooh.
And I'm excited to see what that's like inside.
Yeah, so they've turned it into like an event center.
Yeah.
Neat.
So it's going to be fun. MC's coming with me, so we have some downtime. We're going to go to the arch and stuff like that.
Yeah, hopefully it's not too windy.
You're not going in it, are you? Doesn't that thing sway?
It does.
Oh, yeah, I've been up in there several times. And then
really?
There's a huge 6-level underground museum underneath.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. All kinds of like Indian
I'm gonna make you
artifacts.
Go ice fishing. I'm sick of this. I'm flat out sick of this.
I mean, the Mississippi's right there, and I am underground. So the thought that the river is right there.
How does that correlate to ice fishing, Kenny?
He's trying to get anything.
She does all these super.
I see now.
I don't want to say they're stupid, but they're dangerous, is what I would say.
Oh, I see. Dangerous. She'll go anywhere up, up.
Up, it's but just not under the water.
Under.
You don't go under when you're ice fishing.
Oh, people do. That's the problem. Then some guy texted me or emailed and he was like, it was a text. No, it was on Twitter. And I think his name is Ryan the Garbage Man. And
okay,
he said,
right. Yeah.
He goes, Kenny has to take you out to some ice bar, like there's some
on Mille Lacs.
Yeah, it's like there's a bar that they push out there, and you
they
actually
push onto the water.
Yeah, there's a bar,
no,
and then you
ice.
Fish.
Oh, onto the ice. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hard water.
Ah, same thing.
Yeah,
they push it out there, and then you can drill a hole and fish while you drink. I
cool.
guess. No, not cool. And he's like, "Oh, come on! It's only like it's whenever it's 13 to 16 inches of ice. There's no way that you're gonna." I'm like, I don't care. He goes, you got to see this. And I almost typed back because I was surly. I'd rather see your garbage. But since he's Ryan the garbage man. But then he's like, check. Oh, I know what he said. He goes, check out this 16-inch sturgeon that I caught or something. And I almost typed back, I'd rather see your garbage. But then I thought he would think I'm hitting on him. But it's only because his name is Ryan the Garbage Man.
Oh, right. See the junk.
Yeah,
I don't
want to see that garbage.
Yeah. Different, right? Yeah.
At some point during the show this morning, Lex, you have to ask Dawn about how the podcast went.
Yesterday. Yeah, well, that's on the list today to talk about for sure, because I wanted to... Okay. So the Garbage Man is probably a listener of the podcast.
I think so, probably.
Who?
Kenny,
okay.
You know him?
I recognize the name.
I think for sure he's probably a GLer.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I don't recognize
like one.
The GLers have really taken to Dawn. They really like her.
They do?
Yeah.
It did nothing for my confidence yesterday, Kenny, to come upstairs. I was walking by Reavers, and I go, whew, I don't know if I'll be doing the podcast again after that one. It was pretty,
She was perfect, Lex.
No. Oh, and he goes, good. He goes, because I get all of your guys' hate mail.
Oh, my gosh. Because
it's under the
Reavers.
Garage Logic, you know.
Oh, right.
Tier of umbrella. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hate mail. I was already feeling bad enough about my life at that point.
Aww.
And he was like, yeah, I get all the hate mail. And I'm like, whatever. Aww. Just go down there and do your stupid podcast.
Just do your stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about that next then.
Yeah.
Okay. How the podcast went. And also, after that.
Yes, Lex.
To Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have an update on that for us. Ooh, we'll tell you all about that next.
Hey, Lex, are you smile ready?
I think.
Dawn, are you smile ready?
Just give me 3 minutes and then yes.
Well, good. Because it's time to be smile ready for all those fall events like weddings, reunions.
Halloween?
I mean, you wear a mask, but sure. Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can help you be smile ready with a great offer happening right now. Now, through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You're going to love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
And it's so easy to get started. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
And when you talk with our friends at Hughes Dental, don't forget to say you heard about them on My Talk.
As I always say, Dr. Amy is the best at what she does. She's the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Yes, I was reading some reviews and they are spectacular. Like this one. I started with a video consult, which was very informative. Next, I went in for a consult with Dr. Amy and Jackie. They were able to temporarily put a composite over my teeth to show me what they would look like if I got veneers. That process was also very informative and fun to see the results.
Should I read the next one like Yoda?
Maybe in our next commercial, Lex.
Okay. To get started, go to Hughes-Dental.com to learn more about Dr. Amy and her staff. And then when you're ready, click on the free video consult request. Yeah, fun to hear
you're
this,
a
isn't it?
Huh? Yeah, it is.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. MyTalk1071, MyTalk1071.com. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny. Jason is off today, and we're just going to dive right into news from the Krabby Coffee Shop. Kenny and Dawn's podcast.
Yeah, from yesterday.
From yesterday, you guys were recording.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms, and you can also find it on uappodcast.com.
I think I got a text on accident because Kenny said
I noticed I sent that to both of you. Just read what I said. It was meant for Dawn, but you can read it to everybody.
Yes, because this is after the text yesterday about some laundry that was left in the room.
Yeah, let's not talk about
that. We won't talk about that, but yeah. It says, "You were great today. Honesty is always better. Hang in there. Love ya." And then, Dawn, you said, ugh. So what happened?
I don't know.
Dawn was having a day where, and I don't want to belittle this because I think all of us have the kind of day that Dawn was having yesterday. And can I speak for you here, Dawn? Mm-hmm.
Please do, because I don't want to. I don't know how to describe it.
Right. No, I think I can describe it.
okay.
Here, and I'll describe it as if it were me. Here I am, 56 years old, and this is what I do? Really? This has nothing to do with the hopes and dreams that I wanted to achieve when I was younger. I feel like I'm stuck in a rut. I'm going nowhere. I'm doing the same thing every day. Some days it's fulfilling. Some days it's not. Yesterday for Dawn, it wasn't. And she was bummed out. And what I like about Dawn yesterday is she let us know. She didn't try to hide it. She didn't try to be a professional and be phony happy and phony upbeat and phony nonsense. She was real. And real to me is always, always way better. I've always loved radio. That's why I like Steve and Gary, who are, you know, long gone and broken up from Chicago. They're always honest and real with their listeners. And I think that's the most interesting kind of radio, even when it pains us to tell the truth about how we really feel. And it just came off to me as being really good and very real. And Dawn without a filter, and Dawn don't care times 10. It was great.
And this was on the air, not just in the breaks. It was
no, there's
we
no
don't
breaks.
Have breaks.
Yeah.
Oh, no breaks. Okay.
It's a solid hour.
You just
of
keep
talking.
Going. Okay.
Yeah. And I think I made it worse unknowingly.
How, Kenny?
Because we did a short segment, and to Dawn, it probably seemed like it went on for 45 minutes. Where I was talking to John about the Beatles. John really loves the Beatles. Like, yeah, they're okay. And I wanted John to admit that there's some Beatles songs that suck. And I wanted him to name the Beatles songs. And I think it excluded Dawn. And I think...
Who cares?
But I was looking at your face and I was thinking, what am I doing sitting here listening to these old farts talk about the really old Beatles who I don't care about? So I think I made it worse.
No. Did he read your
no,
face?
No, you don't
right
have
Dawn?
To lie, Dawn.
No, I don't feel that way about you guys. I admittedly don't know anything about the Beatles.
That's fine.
I've never listened to a full Beatles album. I know that's probably sacrilegious to people listening.
Uh-uh. Mm. No. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know the titles of their songs, just the major hits.
Yeah.
And I don't really have opinions on who's better. I mean, I don't. I hear Holly, who's like 18, talk about who her favorite Beatle is, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I don't think there's.
I don't care. That's cool to me. I couldn't name you a Taylor Swift song or a Britney song.
Yeah.
Or any of that. And to be honest, I don't care.
But I feel like the Beatles is like the greatest band of all time, and I should have put some time into listening to their music.
No.
So how do you think you made that worse, Kenny? Just because feeling left out, maybe?
Because I think unknowingly and like a dummy, I excluded Dawn, and I shouldn't have done that.
Kenny, It doesn't matter. I don't, like, if I don't know what's going on with this subject, I'm not going to interject myself. You know what I mean? I'm just going to sit there and listen to you guys, but that doesn't mean I'm, like, pissed off or anything.
Yeah, still interested and engaged.
Yeah.
I like...
me to comment on everything.
Even if you hate it or you don't know, I really
so
do.
So I should have said, you guys, I'm bored to
death. Yes.
If we keep talking about music quizzes and stuff like this, I don't know.
That would have been awesome. And I felt like I excluded you, and I'm going to really, really work on not doing
that anymore. I'm not going to be mean to my friends. I feel like you guys are my friends now.
And I've joked about it, but without Dawn, this podcast would not exist.
That's not
seriously.
True.
Aww.
Oh, you are so... You should hear the things John and I say about you behind your back. Seriously, you are this podcast.
No.
Oh,
I also...
And I don't want to... Go ahead.
I told a story that probably is going to offend some people about a technique that country people use to get rid of their stray cats.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But I did not partake in this, and I was horrified when someone suggested it to me, but I did talk about that, and I think people will be like, oh my God, I can't stand this girl. And also, Kenny asked me at the end of the podcast about my stripper ex-boyfriend.
Oh!
And how they achieve certain things. And I just... told him, I was like, you want to know how it works? I'll tell you. I've seen them all do it.
And it was
this is what they do.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and that's news from the Krabby Coffee Shop, and just ended it.
That's it. And we're done.
And so I was too dirty.
Are you going to revisit next week? We need some more information.
What I'm going to do is, Ross and I need to figure out a hand gesture or something to Ross so I can cue him to hit the music. You know what I mean?
Because
I don't have control of the music. I would have, instead of saying, Ross, hit the music like I did, I would have just hit the music.
And we're done.
Yeah, because it was.
I'm like, Ginny is going to hear this and be like, this isn't working out.
Oh, no. She's
no.
You can't go that far.
No, I've known her since we were both kids. She'll be cool.
Especially on a podcast. You can kind of say whatever you want.
Yeah, to some extent. But then do you have people that want to advertise with you? Like, they're like, this girl?
Oh, they probably... love it, because like you were saying, Kenny, people like real.
Yes.
They do like real. And so, okay, so this is the time, if you haven't listened.
Oh, God!
And Lex, this is a podcast.
The Krabby Coffee Shop.
It's very conversational. It's very close to us just sitting around off mic talking.
Oh, perfect.
Without the cursing. That's the only thing we try to do is keep
curse.
Do the broadcast standards thing. We try not to curse. And I'm probably
the worst.
Other
than that, any topic is a go.
And it's very conversational.
That's awesome.
Like, for instance, if you listen to GL, it's a little more polished and it's a little more radio show-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the podcast is us just sitting around, you know, eating peanuts, smoking cigarettes, sipping whiskey.
And Ross
hanging out with friends.
And Ross.
He is awesome. I'm so happy he's back.
Here's the way we started the podcast is Kenny made us all do a game where we tried to hit the post on our exit music.
Yeah.
Walking the ramp to hit the post.
We all failed.
And I started out by naming everyone on the show going, well, that's news from the Krabby Coffee Shop with the crabbiest guy in the room, Kenny. I talked about John a little bit, and then I screwed it up. Then we made Ross do it at the end, and he goes, this is news from the Krabby Coffee Shop where none of you mentioned me. He's great. He's the one doing all the work. Yeah. I felt like such a chump.
We have it's a music bed, and then there's a 15-second ramp before Amy comes on and says, thank you for listening to news from the, blah, blah, blah. So we tried to walk that ramp and kiss that post, and all of us failed.
Everyone failed. Oh, my God.
And I didn't feel like doing it either. Yeah. I don't want to do this. I don't even want to be here. I was also nervous to go to lunch with Dan.
Yes. Okay. I'm so glad you brought this up. Hey, if you want to listen to news from the Krabby Coffee Shop, all you need to do is go to garagelogic.com. There's a whole separate feed. And listen to yesterday's podcast because it sounds like a great time.
It's all right. Had fun because of McLean.
Yes. As usual. Uh-huh. And you're among friends here. Everyone loves you, so we'll just go and
Alexis.
Listen. And don't worry. Don't worry about what other people think. It's all good. Yeah, we're going to talk about Red Lobster when we come back. How was that?
Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Don, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology, and it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Don. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword St. Mary's. Red Lobster, we gotta know, Don. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 1071, mytalk1071.com. Get our app. Oh. Jason is off today. I'm Alexis, Don, and Kenny. What's that, Kenny?
I also, during the podcast, try to convince Dawn to let me send a text message to Dan saying she wasn't interested in attending his dumb little lunch. And I had it all typed out and ready, and I think all it said was, Dawn won't be there today.
Because I didn't want to go.
And I was really close to sending it, but, you know.
I made him not.
She said no, and I
have
I had to
show up if I say I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
How did it go,
I was going to show up, too, but.
That would have been awesome.
If I would have known that, I would have just said, you show up instead of me.
That
would have been hilarious.
That would have been
Hannah and I, the social media for my talk, we were sitting there talking about it. I said, it would be great if you did. I would have, but I couldn't. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, you'll do it again. You want to do it again? How did it go?
It was fine. It was fun once I got there. You know, it's just social situations for me. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be my family. Sometimes I don't feel like it. And yesterday, I didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
And so, I felt like crying all the time. So I got there, and I'm like, I mean, people just don't know what's going on inside me sometimes, like, because I put on a face that says nobody has any idea.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Yeah.
Honestly, I can be with 1,000 listeners and nobody would know that I'm having a panic attack. So, So anyway, I got there and, you know, Steve has a new beard that he's very proud of. And that was cracking me up.
He dyed it.
He dyed his beard with some Grecian formula or whatever.
Oh, no.
And so he is, Steve
he looks like Tarzan.
Steve is hilarious. Like,
yes, he is.
He sits down and he goes, okay, I just, you know, thanks for asking about my beard. But, you know, and we're like, nobody did.
Nope.
You know, and he goes, it's amazing. He's like, the sexual tension that just happens when I walk in a room today, I mean, it's palpable, guys. And then this old lady comes over to him. Well, I'm sorry, old. Yes, she's older.
Okay.
And she was like, well, first of all, she yells from across at another table, oh my God, I've never seen a celebrity before. Oh my, to Steve, going, I can't believe I'm seeing you. You know, and we're like, hi, we're all here too.
A celebrity.
I go, I almost walked over there and said, hi, I'm Radio's Don McLean.
You
know what I mean?
Have.
And then, you know, we had our choices on the menu. And I just love the fact that Rocco got Rock Lobster. Like, he literally, because
awesome.
They call him DJ Rock Lobster, and he got Rock Lobster.
I saw a picture. That was a huge meal that he ordered.
He sure did. Yeah, we all got, like, scallops that were the size of pebbles.
Yummy.
And Brussels sprouts, and tried to be healthy. You know, Donna and Steve and I, Rock Lobster got the full spread.
He's like, give me the whole lobster.
He got
three of them.
A little sparkling water, some Perrier for himself. He got a couple of those.
He wanted to have some wine. When he left, he said, I wish I could, but...
He has to come back to work.
Yeah, he said I had to come back. Did anyone drink?
No.
Oh,
I mean, Dan was like, you guys can drink. You're going home. I don't care. And I'm like, I don't drink anymore, but thank you.
That's true.
So we had some fun conversations. It was weird because we had conversations about people who had died that everybody knew and I didn't. So it was like, and then he would look at me and go, do you know Jim? And I go, no. You know, and so it was that. then it just like everybody had a story about a death. And I was like, this is really great. I just wish that I could document this. But also we talked
about... I know about him now.
we kind of battled it out, or I just kind of gave up. They were talking about the Wisconsin Dells. And I was like, Branson's really cool, too. And they're like, yeah, the great thing about the Dells. I'm like, okay, well...
Back to the Dells.
But then I'm like, I don't even care. I'm just going to sit there, here and absorb.
Seriously unimpressed with the Dells myself. But anyway.
Yeah,
it's just
I don't,
a tourist trap.
It's fine. I haven't been there, but
it's
I mean,
a
Branson,
trap.
You guys don't understand Branson. It's like a mini Las Vegas. It's without gambling. It's huge.
Should that be our next place that we ask B. Arthur to do the show from?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, it was built on some ladies in the 1800s found a cave that you can fly 3 hot air balloons inside the grand room, the first room of this cave.
Whoa!
And there's a theme park built around it. And, you know, there's all kinds of things to do.
I would never go down there.
You wouldn't go down there in Marvel Cave?
I don't do caves.
And it's huge inside?
No. Oh, my God. Alexis, just Google it. Just Google hot air balloon Marvel Cave. And they literally flew 3 inside of it at one point.
Wow.
And set a world record for the lowest elevation that you can fly hot air balloons.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty crazy. And then also Shepherd of the Hills was written there.
There's a cable train inside.
Yeah, that takes you up. And then sometimes if you cannot, there's like 5,000 steps down. If that breaks, which it breaks repeatedly, it's been there since the 50s, you have to walk back up.
Oh.
And you would not believe that. I can't even really
just to feel trapped
tell
in
you what it looks like inside and how huge it is. It's just like if you ever go to Branson, you have to go to Silver Dollar City, the theme park, and
200?
Go to Marvel Cave. It's free with the purchase of the theme park.
211 feet is the ceiling height there.
Yeah.
So there,
like,
you
can fit the Statue of Liberty inside.
Dang.
Did you bother to bring Branson up at all? Well,
I tried a little bit, but then I was like, okay. You know, whenever you just feel like you're being interrupted a lot and then you just give up.
Yeah.
Especially, if it's all about the
Dells. I can't believe I'm saying this right now. I would never say this on another day.
Yeah, this is great. We like
hope
it.
Nobody's
nice
listening.
And raw.
I like all of them.
Of course.
I love all of those people that I went to lunch with. Sometimes you just go, I don't care. I'm not going to say anything else. You know?
I'm just sitting here enjoying my salad.
Although Steve
I ordered.
Entertained me a lot because he was sitting next to me.
I'll tell you, the most of the world looks at Missouri as dirty old Missouri.
Right.
It's true.
So Branson is, to the rest of us, it's like, come on.
I mean, it's gorgeous.
It's Missouri. You know, that's what we think.
Yeah.
It's like hilly. It's the Ozark Mountains. And so when you're up on those super awesome, huge roller coasters, they have great roller coasters there. Anyway, I could go on and on. There's the Titanic Museum. There's like the largest aquarium in the world. There's
I'm seeing.
We should just play this during the lunch.
In my mind's eye, I'm seeing moonshiners with those funny looking Abe Lincoln beards and bib overalls with no t-shirts underneath and bare feet. And
yeah, there's that old hillbilly culture too that they, Silver Dollar City is, the theme park is built 100, it's always 100 years in the past. And so it's all authentic, like nobody has cell phones, they're in like prairie outfits and blacksmithing. Yeah. They've got all kinds of art that you can...
Well, I'd like the blacksmithing part. I've seen a guy, a kid of undisclosed chromosomes, sitting in a tree playing a fiddle.
Yeah.
Of undisclosed chromosomes.
You look pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I've seen a lot of that.
I mean, it's kind of like hillbilly culture worked into a theme park.
Oh, love it.
It's great. But, you know.
We need to go.
Yeah. Oh. We're not getting to any entertainment. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's pretty entertaining.
This is very entertaining. We got a lot of entertainment coming up, including an email that we received.
Oh, yes.
From Dan, our boss. And so.
Kenny looks surprised because he hasn't read it.
Have you read it, Kenny?
I saw what it said and I deleted it without opening it.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll read it and see what everyone else thinks and what we're thinking when we come back. It's Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1.
And he said it's supposed to be fun, turning 21.
We know where the fun is. It's going to be next Tuesday. I mean, every day here at My Talk, but especially on Tuesday, it's My Talk's 14th annual Santa Project, of course, to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities. Tune in for a virtual Santa Stop that's presented by Voyage Healthcare during our show. Donate online, and we'll get the donations to the kids and families at the Ronald McDonald House in time for the holidays. Find details. You can also drop them off at Voyage Healthcare as well. Full broadcast schedule at mytalk1071.com. Keyword, Santa. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. Jason is off today. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny with you this morning. And we got an email yesterday that, Kenny, you just deleted, right?
No, I saw the subject line, and I'm immediately out.
Regarding lunch with Jan. So what it was.
Oh, God, he's so funny.
Take you down to the cafeteria.
Oh, that would be great too, right? You miss going down there, Kenny.
But very little effort on his part is what I'm saying.
No.
He says he wants to raise the bar.
Yeah. Go ahead, Alexis.
Oh, okay. Yes. So here's the email. He says, I know the bar has been set very high with my recent lunch with Donna, Steve, Rocco, and Dawn at Red Lobster. But I think we can do better.
Oh.
Pick one and let's set a date.
Oh.
So he gave us four options.
Like Manny's?
No, list the options.
No, here's the options. Oh. Olive Garden.
Oh, jeez.
Applebee's. Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
And Benihana.
Benihana. Oh, you've got to go for Benihana.
That's what I said.
Yes!
That's the best choice there. I mean, but he's kind of poking fun at the whole Red Lobster situation.
Uh-huh. Yes.
With other choices that are chain restaurants.
I was told last night that in order to get into the Cracker Barrel, and by the way, is that a whites only establishment?
Oh my God. Because it's called Cracker Barrel.
I hope not. I would not be allowed.
Maybe that's my reason to not go.
Is this, have you been to a Cracker Barrel?
Are gays allowed?
I've never been to a Cracker Barrel.
Oh my gosh, I've been
to. Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, look at me. I'm white as the driven snow. I mean, yeah, I've been there several times.
Is it true you have to walk through a gift shop in order to get into
it's amazing.
It's dangerous.
It's really great. And you can also, what I used to do when I was on the road with all this promotional things I did, you could rent books on tape there and then return them at the other Cracker Barrel.
Oh, that's
any Cracker Barrel down the road, it was like a library system.
This
is like CDs
brilliant.
And stuff.
That's what I was going to say. The person I was talking to, I said, well, where did you stopped and bought a CD? And she said, no, I was in a Cracker Barrel. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
Wait, what? What?
Oh,
stop.
Yeah. There's like a whole kitschy little country craft gift shop and a whole rent a book on tape.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's very dangerous.
Brilliant.
You do
marketing.
Have to walk through.
It is dangerous because you're like, I have to return this book on tape. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I better I might as well eat here while I'm here.
Yep.
And so then you eat at Cracker Barrel all the time.
Right.
But I love country food.
I've been to an Applebee's, but it's been 100 years. And what was the first one? I've never been to the first one.
Olive Garden?
You've never been to Olive Garden?
What?
Never been to an Olive Garden.
Yeah, you have to be Italian to go there.
What?
Oh, God. So, Kenny,
Cracker Barrel is delicious. I just want to make sure that everyone knows there's rocking chairs outside. There's a gift shop. It's like home country.
Oh, I wasn't. I wasn't slamming it. I was cracking a joke.
Oh, no, no, no.
Himself.
Cracking a Cracker Barrel joke.
I love it. I just making sure. Just making sure. It's so good. But you haven't been to Olive Garden, huh?
No,
Maybe we should pick that one, Dawn.
What do you get there? Spaghetti?
Well, you get the cornucopia of Italian food.
You can get the tour of Italy.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Which is, chicken parm. It's
lasagna.
And then
there's
probably some spaghetti and meatballs.
There's six different things that you get.
Yeah.
The great thing about Olive Garden, I feel like this is an Olive Garden commercial now. The great thing is that they bring you unlimited salad and breadsticks in the beginning. So if you're super cheap, soup, salad, breadsticks, you don't pay for it.
Do it in your announcer voice.
Here at Olive Garden, you get unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks with every meal.
Ooh.
As cheap as you are, it doesn't matter. We'll still give you the free food in advance.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you.
So, yeah, if you're poor, you can go there and be full by the time you're done just by ordering an appetizer.
Yeah.
And then eating tons of salad that's really pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good there. Oh, I will always have a soft spot for Olive Garden in my heart because when Angel moved here, he didn't have a job. He graduated from college and it was like, yep, okay. Because we had been dating a couple years at this point and long distance. And so he came and it was like, well, he's working at Olive Garden. And of course,
here in Roseville?
Roseville, right off of Snelling and County
C.
Yep. So he worked there
right
for a couple years.
Sir.
Exactly. And he, you know, had a great time there. Everyone was great. He does have some funny stories about that free soup and salad, unlimited, though.
Oh, does
and the,
he?
The characters that would come in and how many salads and soups they ate before their meal. And then
like six of them.
Oh, easily. And just
they give
shovel
you
it
a
in.
Huge bowl, like for a family size.
Yes.
Really?
And then you can order another one if you want
for the
more
salad.
Breadsticks, more
really?
Soup. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the number of breadsticks some people could.
I bet you there's got to be there's like a two-way mirror where the staff is back behind in the kitchen somewhere looking through it, just mocking the hell out of everybody, right?
Yes.
Another great thing about Olive Garden is that I'm almost positive they used to do this, but their head chef from every restaurant got to go to Italy.
Oh, that's right.
They get
that's
to
true.
Go to Italy and do sessions with chefs in Italy.
Yeah.
Olive
I mean,
Garden
they have,
chefs
they don't.
In Italy.
They don't deviate from the menu. It's not like they can create their own creations, but it is a good perk.
It is. Just to go there and try the wine and
you know,
all the delicious pasta and stuff.
If Dan would have offered Happy Chef or Perkins, I would consider going.
Oh, my God.
But these four, no. Not even Benihana is going to bring into the yard and their special sauce?
Benihana, very close, but no.
Come on,
Happy
don't
Chef
you want that
Perkins.
Little... Don't you want that little onion choo-choo train? They create the onion tower, and then they put some lighter fluid or whatever inside, and it smokes, and then they go choo-choo-choo-choo and move it over the grill.
No.
Get that on tape.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
And I really want to see Alexis, because they try to flip shrimp in your mouth and stuff with their spatulas, because they have a big chef's hat on, and the chef will flip shrimp in there and catch it. And then they'll also go, here it comes, and they'll just start flipping food at you.
Oh, yeah, I'll
so
be right
the
there.
Chef, the chef is right at the table?
Yeah, it's a hibachi grill.
Yeah.
So it's...
Oh, I'm out.
They're cooking right in front of you.
In front of you.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
And we all just sit around? Why not?
I don't know. That would make me uncomfortable.
Does it feel weird?
What's uncomfortable? You can sit on the other side with other people if you want.
Is there a table where the chef doesn't come out?
No. That's what it is.
Right in the middle, front and center, doing a whole show.
Is there a drive-thru? I could sit in the parking lot and eat it?
No, but we can bring some out to you if you want to do that.
Is there a, I don't even know, what did you say, Happy Chef?
Happy Chef. Don't you remember the big, giant Happy Chef standing out front holding a spatula or a wooden spoon?
I've seen the pictures, but I never went.
Phil will send you a picture, and there's usually a button you can talk, and the Happy Chef will say something. A button you push, and the Happy Chef will talk to you.
Oh, see, I've been to Perkins many times, but that one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, is there Benihana up where you are?
No. And where's the Benihana by you guys?
Benihana.
The one I know of is in Maple Grove. Is there another one?
Time to find out.
Yeah, we'll Google that. We'll Google and see what's going on. But that would be really fun, Minnesota. Oh, Mall of America has one, Golden Valley.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Google the Happy
Chef. Those three. And then the Happy Chef. Happy Chef.
Yeah.
Happy Chef.
I'd also be up for Country Kitchen.
Oh, see, there's another one. Yep,
yes.
This is country food.
I just want to say to a waiter or a server, I want the big country, please. Because big country among my people is a euphemism for something else.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it is. You'll have to tell us in a minute off the air.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, you'll tell me and then I'll tell Alexis because you guys can't talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the time.
Oh, look at the time. Here we are. Okay, when we come back, we'll get to some entertainment. Alec Baldwin was interviewed by George Stephanopoulos. That will be airing tonight on ABC. We have a teaser we'll play. He says some interesting things, and we'll see the act reactions.
I'm not sure if I believe him the quotes
ooh,
I read.
Good tease.
Okay, what did he say? We'll play that clip when we come back. Also at 8 o'clock, we've got Second Chance Romance. Mm-hmm. We're going to find love today, everybody.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
She says that every time.
Every time.
For 10 years.
I'm right.
Yeah,
once every year.
One tenth of the time. Yeah,
one tenth of the time. That's about right. Gosh, lots of stuff going on. Also, I started that show you told us about, What We Do in the Shadows, Dawn.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Have big reaction to that, too. We'll do all of that next. Jason and Alexis in the morning.